This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Norma Alicia Cuellar. Date of birth is March the 19th, 1960. Case ID number 3599037. Date of exam, July the 28th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from San Juan Family Health Clinic, dated 4/26/22. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety / depression / insomnia / panic attacks, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked part-time and sometimes full-time as a provider for 10 years, and she also worked as a seamstress for another 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is on disability. The claimant states she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, anxiety / depression / insomnia / panic attacks. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, anxiety / depression / insomnia / panic attacks. The claimant states that for many years she has suffered from panic attacks, depression, anxiety, and recently insomnia. She states at one time she has suicidal ideation but denies any suicidal attempts. She states that occasionally she has sadness, comma, decreased appetite, comma, occasional crying spells, and decreased motivation. When the claimant states that she's severely depressed, she's unable to sleep at night and her energy level is low. She's been placed on buspirone 5 milligram POQD, which she states it does help her with her condition. At the present time, she is stable, but states that sometimes she can't go places by herself because of her panic attacks. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2000, she presented herself to the hospital because she was feeling so ill, and she was diagnosed with multiple conditions, including hypertension. Her symptoms include polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but states that she does have diabetic polyneuropathy with numbness and tingliness of her hands and feet. The claimant states she checks her blood glucose once a day and that it usually comes out between 120 to 140 milligrams / DL. The lowest it's ever been is 90 milligrams / DL, and the highest it's been is 156 milligrams / DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7, which is fairly well controlled, and she is presently on oral medications of metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number three, high cholesterol / hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, she was noted to have a high cholesterol level as well as a lipid profile. She denies any in-organ damage such as cardiovascular accident or myocardial infarction, but states that because of her other complications of hypertension and diabetes, she was started on atorvastatin 20 milligrams POQD. She does not recall what her last level was, but states that it was normal. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number four, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1982, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital and frontal headaches that she had been having 2 months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension, along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident or nephropathy at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit was 143 over 97 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is presently taking Atenolol 100 milligrams POQD, Norvasc 5 milligrams POQD, and Losartan 50 milligrams BID. Limitations and daily activities. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 30 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. Her daily activities include sometimes sleeping during the day, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and cleaning the house. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and she is presently on no medications for pain. Her physician is Dr. Selena Barras. Family history. Her mother died at the age of 87 from liver failure, and her father died from complications of dementia. Medications: Atenolol 100 milligrams POQD, aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, Norvasc 5 milligrams POQD, Losartan 50 milligrams BID, fish oil 1,000 milligrams, one capsule BID, buspirone 5 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin 20 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: hypertension, history of elevated liver function test secondary to fatty liver, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, panic attacks, depression, anxiety, insomnia, hyperlipidemia, major surgery, C-sections times 3, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight 158 pounds. Height 5 feet 1 and a fourth inches. BP 143 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant states that she only uses glasses to read with. Could you please drop down to the last page, down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and very minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild depression, anxiety, and panic attacks, as well as hypertension. Probable diagnoses: number one, anxiety / depression / insomnia / panic attacks - being treated at this time appears to be stable. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus - being treated at this time and appears to be fairly well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.7. Number three, hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time appears to be well controlled. Number four, hypertension - being treated with three medications. Her blood pressure at this visit was 143/97 mmHg, which is borderline high, which may be coming from her anxiety. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Norma Alicia Cuellar.